This is Apollo Control here. You heard the last transmission from Frank Borman, wherein he indicated a planned drastic reduction in activities in the next several revs. We've been noting that we, and suggested earlier, we had a tired crew. Certainly indicated in Lovell's voice. We've heard very little from Frank, from Bill Anders, who is presently in a sleep period. It just could be that it'll wind up our activities in lunar orbit. There's a conference going on now around the flight director's console, and it will be from that the ground will make up its mind on what if anything is needed, what if anything we might suggest to Borman, and that undoubtedly would be the subject of a further conference if anything more was needed. Sounded to me like Frank was fairly definite that he wanted to wrap it up at this point and certainly let Lovell get some rest before the trans-earth injection burn. Trans-Earth injection burn is planned for 89 hours, 15 minutes. 89 hours, 15 minutes. A major question in our minds on this particular console is whether this bobbing off of activities will include the television transmission on the ninth rev, and we don't have the answer to this yet. We'll should have the answer shortly. At 82 hours, 46 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston.